The Hart Senate Office Building reopened today, a day before lawmakers return from their winter recess. For more than 3 months, workers from the Environmental Protection Agency have scrubbed and fumigated, trying to kill the anthrax spores that contaminated the building. The cleanup has cost more than $14 million. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports from Capitol Hill.
No one knows who sent the letters that ultimately shut down the Hart Building, but it still felt like triumph today. Staffers carried boxes of paper and binders through the building to the office suites of their senators. Most were surprised and elated at how normal everything seemed. The Senate Assistant Sergeant at Arms unwrapped and set up crisp new American flags in the lobby. Half of the Senate and their staffs, about 5,000 people, were displaced from the Hart Building. Perhaps the most disrupted was the office of Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle.
Good. So is our staff already?
Your staff is there?
Oh, yes, they're there.
Waiting to see you.
In October, Daschle's office received a letter filled with millions of spores of a sophisticated strain of anthrax bacteria. One of his staff opened the letter and out spilled the powder. Later tests showed it spread all over the building. Thousands of workers were put on antibiotics, and the building was evacuated and sealed shut. No one from Hart got sick, and today Senator Daschle saw his offices for the first time in more than 3 months.
It is great to be back, but it is also, even more importantly, great to see each one of my staff as healthy and as happy and confident as they are. This has not been easy, and it is good that the Senate is working again with all 8 cylinders.
Daschle staffer Jay Carson says coming back to his desk was a little bit surreal.
Pictures, checkbooks, car keys, shoes, dry cleaning. Imagine if you stood up from your desk and walked away and one day and weren't able to see that stuff again for 3.5 months. That's essentially what happened.
Most people at the time thought they'd only be gone for a few days. Carson left his keys on his desk, and so his car sat in the Senate parking lot for months. Downstairs in the Commerce Committee office, Rebecca Kojem says it was great to sit at her own computer again.
Oh, this is how my keyboard feels. You know, I said, I miss this. I haven't felt this in a long time.
And in another suite, Nevada Senator Harry Reid leafs through press clippings in his mailbox.
October 17th, Johnson stifles the Braves.
Senator Reid says the price tag of the Hart cleanup will surely soar well above the current estimate of $14 million. That concerned several senators, including Iowa's Charles Grassley. He wrote to the EPA last week wanting to know what accounts for the cost and where the money will come from. Other lawmakers say there was no choice but to make the Hart Building as safe as possible. And, Senator Reid says, cleaning it up gave them valuable knowledge to deal with other contaminated sites, like Washington's Brentwood Postal Facility.
What we're doing here is not only fumigating the Hart Building, but setting up a protocol for the rest of the country if things like this ever happen again. So the cost here is extremely high, but on the long term for other evil people doing things like this, it'll make the cost much less.
Carrie Markey runs Senator Reid's mailroom. Not a high-risk job by the old standards, but Markey says she's not nervous about opening mail now. The Senate Postal Service has a new system called clipping and jogging to check out every single letter.
One of the corners is clipped and it's shaken to make sure that anything has come out before it's delivered to the Senate, and that is also after it's irradiated. So even if something does come out of the letter, it should have been killed.
Though Markey and others say they feel safe, they also find it a little eerie that their building is the site of the largest bioterrorism attack ever in the United States. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.